Good evening, advice. We are discussing why did the snake eat the frog? Or better said, why did the Tannin eat the frog, not the Nachash? So the Goyim, in a masterpiece full, is that a good adjective?
In a masterful piece.
in masterful piece, basically connects the Indian of Tannin to the Talmud Chacham. And here's what he says. We spoke it out yesterday. He brings the pasuk in Yeshaya. That the pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Levyosa nochash briach v'tanin." In other words, that the loss of Lava Yakadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy the three koichos of Yetzer Hara. One is nochash akalsoin, one is nochash briach, two nechashim, land snakes, which represent one is straight, one is circular, and then the tanin shebayam. The Goyim says this is connected to three koichos of Ra, the people that hate Talmidei Chachamim. There's the Amei Haaretz, which refers to the Zohar and the Nekeva, which is the Nachash Briach and the Nachash HaKalsoin. And then you have the Shono Pirish, the person who learned Torah and hates Torah, and that is the Tanin. Okay? Shabayam. Now, Alpi, Yerubayim Feldman, he explains this a little bit as I. He says the Nachash, there's two koichos represented in the Nachash, which means in the battle on the land. The battle on the land means that I don't even want you to get to the Yam. I don't even want you to get to Ruchnius. Stay right here on the land and ignore your spiritual responsibilities. And you could do that from one of two ways. Either you could do it with the Nachash Briach, and that's the Am Haaretz, which basically says, be koifer. Be koifer, be'ikar, and just what do you need this for? What do you need this for? And he, you know. He doesn't like the Talmud Chacham because he would rather not believe in it. It's a, you know, it's not comfortable for him. So therefore, he says, and so he attacks you in a frontal way, face to face. That's the Nachash Briach. Face to face, you know, the Nachash gets up, attacks you. That's the Nachash. That's the first challenge to the Talmud Chacham. Okay. The second challenge is the Nachash HaKalsoin. What's a Nachash HaKalsoin? How does a Nachash kill you if he doesn't bite you? Or he doesn't put his venom in you. What's the other way he kills you? He wraps around and he squeezes you till you can't get out. So he says, that's a koach of taiva. Koach of taiva doesn't attack you straight up and just destroy you. He grabs you and doesn't let you out. Everything you want and everything you need, and you need more and more, and it grabs you and it squeezes everything out of you. And you put all your koaches just into the taivas and fulfilling your taivas. And that's the other koach of Amei Haaretz. That's the other koach of Taiva. That's the other koach of disrupting the Talmud Chacham. So we have two koaches on the land, and these are represented by the male Am Haaretz and the female Am Haaretz. The male Am Haaretz attacks you straight up. The female Am Haaretz, so she wants to live a life of Taiva. She wants to live a life that is peaceful with all of her needs taken care of. And she, the Taiva, is what pushes her to hate the Talmud Chacham. Don't you convince my husband to become a Talmud Chacham? Then I'm not going to have, right? The Am Haaretz doesn't want to become a Talmud Chacham because he's lazy. He just doesn't want it. The wife of the Am Haaretz doesn't want him to become a Talmud Chacham because then she's not going to have food. She's afraid she can't live that lifestyle. She wants to go on vacation. She likes the cruises. She doesn't like this thing. Her husband goes out for night seder. Yeah, she doesn't like this stuff. So she wants. To so she squeezes. She represents a nachash and akalsin. That's the second koach. But these are both koaches that are in the land. These are both koaches. This koach of taiva and the koach of kfira, both are koaches that don't allow the person to get into the yam to begin with. So he's not even fighting at that point. But then there's another level, which is the tanin, and the tanin fights with the talmud chacham in the water. Why? Because he's already a talmud chacham. So the Tannin knows, look, I'm going to tell him to be koyfer b'ikar, I'm going to tell him to indulge in taiva. I can't do that. What I could tell him to do is, he's shano pirish. You learned a lot, now stop. Why? Because you have parnasa said, I can come up with a lot of excuses. I've been down this road. I can tell you exactly where the shortcomings are. Right? I've been in the system. Look, you can go to this guy. He gives You know, he'll let you do a few deals, man. That's Dorim. Don't worry about it. I know the system. Don't worry. You know, so he can beat the system, and he can do to the Taivas of not really the taiva so much, but it's due to the nisyonis that exist in the daily life of a Talmud Chacham, he could fight him in the yam. And that's the tannin here that bit, that swallowed the frog. So the Goyin is teaching us that a Talmud Chacham, or someone that's shagging or growing, has to be aware of all three of these challenges. He has to be aware when he sees a challenge of hashkafa coming his way. He has to be afraid and wary when he sees a challenge of taiva coming his way. And he has to be afraid and weary when he sees a tanid coming his way, which is get involved in tirdis, in distractions, in parnasa, and all these things. That's the last one. Okay? So we set the stage. We had a Talmud Chacham. He was croaking away. He was learning day and night. And all of a sudden, the Tannin came and swallowed him up, and he's not shtaging anymore. So how does he get past this Nisayon? And that is the subject of the next line of the Gemara. Asa Tanino Bala. In those three words, it was the whole Shmuz we just gave. Unbelievable how the Gra put that all into those three words. Asa tanina ubala. The tanin came and swallowed it. What happened after that? Asa pushkansa ubala tanina. Then the raven came and swallowed the tanin. So the goyim, what is the raven? What is the raven? In yonoik mashamru be'erivin. It's referencing a Gemara in Erivin. Shchoyrois ka'oyrev. That you're supposed to be black like an oyrev. V'miata moitzan. Where is the Talmud Chacham found? Mishanase achzari al bonav ke'oyrev. That you have to be like an oyrev for your children. What does that mean?
Not for
your children, right? Meaning to say that basically the oyrev doesn't directly feed its young. How does the young get food? So it's a pasuk. Zekavan is a pirish. There's a pasuk in Iyuv. Miyachin la'irev tzedoi, ki yaladov, el yeshuoi. The oirev's children get food from Hashem. V'chein, it's a pasuk that we say on Rosh Chodesh. It's a pasuk we say somewhere else, I don't know where. Noisin livheim alachma. Oh, it's in Alalukas, every day. Noisin livheim alachma livnei oirev asher yikrow. It's an unbelievable pasuk. It says, "Noisin livhema lachma." Hashem set up a system that the behema has lechem. But that's 99% of the animals in the world. Hashem set up an ecosystem that they have natural predators and they have natural, you know, things that they eat. And there's an ecosystem and there's ways that Hashem gives food to every single animal. There's one animal that does not have food, and that's the oirev, the raven. How did the raven get food? It's in the first pasuk. Noisin livehema lachma. Hashem gives lechem to the behema, but livnei orev, to the children of the orev, asher yikro, only those that call out to Hashem. The orev has to call out to Hashem to get food. The orev doesn't get food by itself. The orev has to daven and chirp up to Hashem to get its food. It's in the first pasuk. V'chein kamo shamu b'chulin. Adam uvehema toishia Hashem. Elu b'nei adam shem arubim b'das. And what's the pitoy ayetzer? The pitoy shel yetzer hara mitzad chisaron mezoinos. We're talking about the yetzer hara swallowed you now because you don't have food. L'chein amar. So what's the response? Let the raven eat you up. Go be like a raven. Daven to Hashem. L'chein amar l'bnei oirev ashei crow. What does that mean? L'misha nasa achzari ka'oirev. If you are like an oirev to your children, in other words, you daven and daven for the food for your children, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisin lahem lechem. Okay, now he says one more point. V'ze omer also pushkansa obalo latanina v'ze meduyek mashapirish oirev nekeva. So the raven that ate up the snake in this case was a female oirev. So why did it have to be a female oirev? Because the female oirev is where the difference is. The female oirev is the one that forces her children to have bitachon in Hashem. Whereas the female Oyrev is the one that normally, the female, the mother, is the one that brings the food to the birds. And here, the female Oyrev does not do that. And the female Oyrev has the bitachon that her children will get fed directly from Hashem. Now, don't try this at home, exactly. But basically, what the Gra is saying here is that the way to, you know, in a nutshell, I mean, if you take it very extreme, what he's saying is that the only way you're going to succeed in your learning is if you just ignore your family and basically daven to Hashem that they support them. More or less what the Gra is saying, which if you see the letter that he wrote to his wife, it seems like that was his malach. But that's for the Gra Visyatoi and his base medrash. But the lesson is clear, is that the way to at least avoid or diminish or lower the level of the Nisayan, the level of the Nisayan, is the way to diminish the level of the Nisayan is by having bitachon. If a person can train themselves to have bitachon like the Oyrev, that will allow them to steig and grow and not have to be bogged down by the oil of Parnasa, and every time that something comes up, they get nervous. If a person can train themselves to be talking like the Oyrev, then those distractions will not distract them from their ultimate goal of learning. And that's what the Goyin is saying, that if you got swallowed up by the snake, go and get swallowed up by the Oyrev, and that is the solution. All right? Goyach.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Good night, Doc.